from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. We have a number of weeks left in the year. Fatal crashes have already claimed more than 580 lives in New Jersey. The Garden State is on pace to easily surpass last year's road fatality count of 606.
Sometimes outside factors can come into play, like weather, but Tracy Noble with AAA Mid-Atlantic says the majority of fatal crashes can be blamed on driver behavior.
If drivers simply went back to the basics, if they put the phone down, if they drove the speed limit, if they were courteous to surrounding drivers, we would have far less fatalities on our roadways than we do right now.
New Jersey's road fatality count right now is about 14% higher than where it was this time last year. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
We should know shortly whether a judge will undo President-elect Trump's conviction in his hush money case because of a U.S. Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity. The New York judge scheduled to release his ruling at some point today. The same judge that presided over Trump's historic trial now tasked with deciding whether to toss out the jury verdict and order a new trial or even dismiss the charges altogether because of a Supreme Court ruling that came after the conviction. Police are still searching for a Union County man this morning following a stabbing at a bowling alley that left a second man seriously wounded.
On Friday evening, officers found a 25-year-old Newark man wounded outside of Linden Lanes after a fight with a 44-year-old coworker. Eskin Walker of Elizabeth allegedly pulled a knife and stabbed the victim multiple times before fleeing. Walker has been charged with third-degree aggravated assault, possession of a weapon, and other weapons-related charges. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 9:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
The wind really doing two things today. Number one, transporting colder air into New Jersey. And number two, raising those fire danger concerns again. It is going to stay windy and blustery right through this afternoon. Top gusts over 30 miles an hour. Otherwise, mostly sunny and dry. Temperatures only reach the lower 50s at best. Tonight will be cold. Clear skies, lows around 30. Sunny tomorrow, highs only make it to around 50. New Jersey weather made possible by the Seasonal World Christmas Store. Open daily with a huge selection of everything Christmas to make your home a winter wonderland this holiday season. Located near Six Flags Great Adventure and the Jackson Outlets, they're truly worth a visit. When you think Christmas, think Seasonal World.
Piscataway 50, Point Pleasant 53, Camden is 54. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.